Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Water supplies are at a much better level than they have been in the previous few years, but growers are still concerned about the cost and availability of labor. Mark Van Clavern is a diversified farmer who grows Thompson seedless grapes, almonds, and watermelons in Madera. He noted what they're doing to help cut labor costs.
We're going to be taking steps to mechanize more of our harvesting and our handling of the crop, so we're going to start making moves in that direction, and hopefully we'll be able to get by with a few less people, or at least increase our production without increasing our crew.
Van Clavern offered some more insight into what type of mechanization they are looking into.
Trying to replace some of the hand labor with machinery, like conveyor belts and things like that, instead of hand handling watermelons especially. We have to be gentle on the fruit, but getting it from point A to point B without damage and without handling it any more than we need to with as little labor as possible.
Van Clavern noted that it's important for the ag community to come together as a group to address the problems that they all face together.
It's good to hear what other people are up to and what challenges they face and how they're trying to deal with them. And, you know, we read articles, magazines all the time and hear reports.
More news after this.
Phytophthora is a soil fungi present in much of the soil throughout the state, and when conditions are right, the fungi will flourish and become a serious problem, especially for almond orchards. Garrett Gilcrease is an agronomist for Syngenta, a crop protection company. He said all that great rainfall throughout the state could be setting up the almond orchards to a serious decline by Phytophthora.
When things get really, really warm, that root system might not be able to sustain everything that tree needs, and yes, it can ravage orchards.
But he said Ritamil Gold is here to help.
It's a soil-applied fungicide.
And how should it be applied?
Micro-irrigation, sprinkler, drip irrigated. That's the preferred method because it's so efficient in putting that product down.
Contact your pest control advisor on the benefit of Ritamil Gold for Phytophthora.
In other news, the California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association noted that their preliminary survey shows cotton acreage could potentially increase by about 17% when compared to what farmers harvested last year. This is being attributed to improved water supplies in the San Joaquin Valley. However, the association also noted that farmers have become less enthusiastic for planting cotton after hearing their water allocation is only 65% this year. This is California Ag Today.